This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Google hits back at criticism and defends its push into China. What the controversial move to do more business in China says about the company. But first, these tech headlines. Tesla had faced earlier SEC scrutiny than previously reported. The Journal says securities regulators began investigating last year whether Tesla misled investors about its Model 3 car production problems. The Securities and Exchange Commission subpoenaed a parts supplier for the automaker as part of the probe, well before the regulators began looking into CEO Elon Musk's tweet about taking the company private. Get all the latest details about the SEC's probe into Tesla at WSJ.com. According to WSJ's CIO blog, states are deploying tech to track election hacking. Currently, they are installing into their election infrastructure a $5,000 sensor designed to track intrusions. So far, 30 of 50 states have installed the Albert sensor, which feeds cyber incident data to the Department of Homeland Security. NVIDIA's crypto business is drying up, and investors are starting to worry. The company reported robust sales and profits during its second quarter, but warned that revenue from products geared toward cryptocurrency mining would be sharply weaker than expected. The Journal's Micah Maidenberg says NVIDIA's graphics processing units are well-suited for many of the types of tasks required for the machine learning. And the company said its data center business, its fastest-growing segment, booked $760 million in sales, up 83% from the previous year. And Foxconn has big plans for a China factory. Foxconn Technologies, the world's biggest contract manufacturer known for assembling Apple's iPhones, will work in China's Pearl River Delta to build a semiconductor plant. The Taiwan-based company said it is developing plans within the partnership, which includes other stakeholders in the city. Foxconn confirmed it's prepared to announce these plans when they've been finalized in the coming months. Coming up, the censorship concerns that has Google defending its big push into China. Google walks a controversial line as its CEO defends its push to do more business in China to its employees. Here to talk about what that means about where the company stands with launching a search product there is The Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan. Hi, Douglas.
Hi, good to speak with you.
So as the Journal reported last week, Google is developing a search engine that would please China's strict censor rules. Its CEO spoke at its latest meeting and addressed the pushback. What did the defense sound like?
Yeah, so a couple things. He started answering this question by trying to caution that there is no search engine that is going to be launched anytime soon in China. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of media reports over the last couple weeks and a lot of kind of intensifying coverage of people who are concerned about the implications of Google launching in China. He said that, that's not happening tomorrow. There's no search engine that they're ready to hit the button on. But that said, he definitely did give a defense of why Google should be doing more business in China. And kind of at the root of his argument is this idea that even though, they would have to censor or filter the search results to comply with China's government censorship regime. And Sundar Pichai, the CEO, is making the case that a filtered results is still better for Chinese citizens than no Google search engine at all. It's not lost on a lot of Google employees that this is not the first time Google management has made this case. The company went into China more than 10 years ago, back in 2005, 2006, with the same idea and the same argument that Google is going to provide a filtered search engine because it's better than no Google search engine. Arguably, that plan backfired several years later when the company learned that China's government was hacking into Gmail accounts to target Chinese human rights activists. So a lot of employees, and one employee we spoke to, Brandon Dowley, who wrote an online essay about this, are pointing out, we've heard this argument before, and this didn't end well the first time.
And, despite the slow progress and all the controversy, Google seems to remain pretty optimistic about doing business in China. It must be worth it for them if it's worth all this trouble.
Yeah, the stat that he gave yesterday, the CEO gave, is that Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it accessible to everybody in the world. And China is 1/5 of the world's population. So excluding 1/5 of the world's population, you know, you could make an argument that that is, you know, it's harder for China, for Google to meet its goal when it's excluding that large percentage of people in the world. It's a huge business opportunity for Google, and Google is sitting outside of China right now watching these gigantic internet companies growing in China, like Baidu, Tencent, Alibaba, that have basically benefited from the fact that they aren't competing with Western companies. So to continue to sit out China and to continue to watch these Chinese internet giants grow and potentially become bigger global competitors to Google is scary. And I think that Google is realizing that, and its CEO, Sundar Pichai, is realizing that he needs to do something about this quickly.
So this is obviously going to be in motion for quite some time. And, you know, this kind of brings us to a broader issue in tech, because another form of pushback Google gets is, and big tech gets in general, is a lack of transparency. Was that addressed, and can we see more of that with this China push?
It's kind of an age-old debate, you know, how much do you share with your employees? You can't always share everything, obviously, but I think, you know, one of the things that has made Silicon Valley, you know, try to stand out from other areas of the corporate world is that they've tried to market themselves and brand themselves as more transparent with customers, more transparent with employees and shareholders too. You know, does that really hold up at the end of the day when Google is creating a search engine secretly with the goal of potentially launching in China? They have a good reason to do that secretly, to not share it with outsiders. And Google also has 90,000 employees. So do you really want to share that with all 90,000 employees? It's probably going to leak if you do so. So they have a good reason to keep it silent. But at the same time, there is growing employee angst and activism, and employees are sending around petitions and increasingly becoming vocal critics of Google policies. And so this petition that went around was not aimed at telling Google to back out of China and to not expand in China. What they want is Google to be more honest and transparent about what they're working on. Basically, they said, you know, we are Google employees, we deserve to know what we are building, which I think, you know, seems like a reasonable request to a lot of people. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Google threads that needle, continuing to do some projects in secret, but trying to give employees more of a seat at the table.
I think that's a good note to leave it on. Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.